So we're holding Zayin Amud Beis, three quarters of the way down. How who gaver the Akdash B'shirai? Like that's three skinny lines up, three lines up from the wide line. How who gaver the Akdash B'shirai? A certain person was trying to make kedushin B'shirai, which is like a silk dress, silk clothing. Rabba Amar, Loitz Rikishuma. Rabba said you don't need to first go to an expert evaluator to see exactly how much that the silk clothing is worth before the Kedushin. That way she knows how much she's Mekudesh is with. However, Rav Yosef Amar, Tzrichi Shuma, before the Kedushin could be Chal, in order for her to have Gemir Dat, she has to know how much money the person is being Mekadesh with. Rashi explains, Loi Tzrichi Shuma, She Yishuma Oitzam Shamam Koidum Chitikavlin. You don't need a shuma, you don't need a professional evaluation before the kedushin to make sure that she knows exactly how much they are worth and how much the kedushin is being chal with. However, Rav Yosef disagrees and says, Srichi shuma, v'kivan shaloi shamam tchila, and since you didn't make a shuma afterwards, eina mekudesh is kevan fayash ba'azal. As we're about to explain why, according to Rav Yosef, the kedushin would not be chal without the shuma, and even though so that means if the person says Haret Mekudesh is with the silk clothing, and she doesn't know how much it's worth, so then the kedushin is not chal. And even if afterwards you make an evaluation, it's too late, since at the time of the kedushin, and that he said Haret Mekudesh is, and she agreed to the kedushin, she didn't know how much she was agreeing to. Therefore, it's not going to be chal, as the Gemara is about to explain. Okay, so let's explain. Dr. Gemara. Ida Amar Lo B'chol Dehu, if he said, however much this is worth, even if it's only worth a Shava Pruta, the Kedushin should be Chal with the Shirai. Kuli Amar Lo Pligi Deloit Tzrichi Shuma. Then everyone agrees you don't need a Shuma, because who cares how much it's worth? Everyone knows that the silk clothing is certainly worth far more than a Pruta. Okay, I don't know if it's $40 or $50, but everyone knows that it's certainly worth a lot more than a Pruta. And I said the Kedushin should be Chal even if it's a Pruta. So she agreed to Kedushin of a Pruta. She for sure got more than a Pruta. So everyone agrees that it's Chal. The Ida Amrla.
You know it's more than a Pruta? You use a regular ring because you know that's more than a Pruta. Once you know the silk is one of the Pruta, whatever he says, what's the difference? She knows, everyone knows more than a Pruta.
Ah, okay. So the Gemara is about to give two explanations. So in the case that he said Bechaldu, everyone agrees. There's no machlaikas, the Lord Shri Chishuma. The Ida Amar Loch Hamshin, the Lord Shavu Hamshin. If he said this Shiroi is worth $50, and you go to an evaluator and it's only worth $30, everyone agrees that certainly that if you say 50 and it's not worth 50, haloi shavu, then it's not worth 50. She only agreed to kedushin of 50. Then everyone would agree certainly that it's not chal, right? She only said I agreed to get mukadash if it's worth 50, and it's not worth 50. So that's also not the case of the machlekes. So what is the machlekes? The machlekes is ki pligi da amar. Right, but she only agreed to condition. She only agreed to sell herself, or she only agreed to the condition for 50, and he didn't give her 50. He said, "I ran Mekudesh with 50, and then he gave her these shiroi, which are worth 30. So then it doesn't work.
She said,
"I want to be Mekudesh with $50," and then he handed her, instead of $50 bill, he handed her these shiroi. And the shiroi only worth 30. So then it doesn't work, right? Okay. Ki pligi da amar chamshin. Rishavu chamshin. He said it's worth 50, and it is worth 50. Okay, so then what's the machlekes? Rabba amar litzrichi shuma. Obviously, da shavu chamshin, right? So why should I need a Shuma? I said 50 and it is 50 Shia. No, okay, so let her find out afterward. As long as it's worth 50, there's no problem. So what's Pshat HaMachlokes? Rav Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma. Rav Yosef disagrees and says the Shiroi do need a Shuma. Why does the Shiroi need a Shuma? Kibun de Itza Loi Bekiya B'Shuma Loi Sam Chadaita. Even though in truth, it's worth $50, but since she's not libikia b'shuma, she's not an expert in a shuma, leisam chadaita, she's thinking, I don't know if it's really worth 50, and therefore she doesn't really have gemira tzadas. So, and since for kedushin you need a full gemira tzadas, you have to be fully confident. So since she's not confident enough, therefore it's not chal. Let's take a look at Rashi. Well, afterwards you could evaluate it. You need a shuma. The machlokes is if you need a shuma before the kedushin, but shuma afterwards is not going to work. So, meaning if we now evaluate, he said 50, it's only worth 30, and how do we know that? Because after the kedushin we evaluate at 30, so we say, okay, obviously he didn't give her 50. Then he has to do a new kedushin, which is not a big deal. So now let her give her another ring or another shirei and say I rent mukdash to you b'shleishim, or give her some, or give her a fancier dress. Right, that doesn't work, and then you just have to do it again. Zukter Ashi.
She married another man after.
So since the first kedushin did not work, and according to everyone, certainly. Oh, in the last case, or in the case that it's only worth 30 and everyone agrees it doesn't work, then the kedushin to the second man is chal. But in the last case, right, so then it's going to be very complicated. She might need a get from both of them, because then we're not clear who she married to, the first, the second, or we have to see how we pass him. Do we pass him like Rabbi or Rav Yosef? We're going to have a whole sugi about this. Zukter Ashi. B'chol dehu. Hiskachi libahen k'moshahein. If he tells her, be mukadeshes to me, k'moshe hein, however much the they're worth, as long as they're worth a pruta, lo tzricha shuma, the butz may pruta lehavi. This fancy silk clothing is certainly not worth less than a pruta, and everyone knows it's not worth a pruta. Okay, she doesn't know exactly how much it's worth, but she has a ballpark range. She knows it's worth 30, 40, 50, maybe 60, but she knows certainly not. Ida Amar Hiskachli Bechamshin Zod Varelcha Elu B'dmeyim B'mekadeshes to me with $50, and here's the Shiroi which are worth 50 of Shavakasa B'Shavu Chamshin Mihu. However, Lo Shamam B'Kiyim Kaidem L'Chaim. So therefore, she did not have full Smichas Da. So in that case, it's Machloikas. Now, in general, we want to avoid a Machloikas. The Gemara says loy bikiya b'shuma. The lady is not a bucky in evaluating things. She doesn't do business. She stays at home, and therefore loy sam chadaita. She doesn't have smicha das. She doesn't have gemira das. And in order to do a kedushin, the main part of making a kedushin or any kinyan is having gemira das. So since she doesn't have full gemira das, then therefore it's not chal. So we all know that nowadays. You might give a very fancy engagement ring, but for the kedushin, we just give a very simple band. Zuktaisis. What's the reason why we give a very simple band? Ring. But why do we give a simple ring? It's based on this gemara. So the charet should really be a machoikis. According to Rabba, that light strikli shuma, we should be able to give a fancy diamond. But according to Rav Yosef, that strikli shuma won't be good, so maybe we want to avoid machlokes. That's why I said no. According to everybody, you're not allowed to give a fancy ring for a kedushin, and you have to give a simple one. Unless you want to go and get a professional diamond, Shammai, who's going to come out and make an evaluation. He says, why? Well, when it comes to a suit or silk clothing, everyone knows a ballpark range. You know more or less how much it's worth. So in that case, you have a case of machlekas. But by diamonds, where the range could be tremendous, a little bit different clarity, or if it's a CZ, or a diamond, or something like that, it could be such a tremendous thing that everyone agrees you need a shuma. Both Rabbah and the Reis have agreed you need a shuma. And therefore, since we don't want to, you know, be busy by the chasana getting a professional shamai, to avoid problems, we don't give any fancy diamond ring. And the Tosfos, all we do is give a nice, simple band, which, you know, is the same thing, which is very simple, and everyone knows its value, and she should know its value, because
well,
she has to know how much you're being mekudeshes with her. Either you could tell her b'chol do that it's worth a pruta.
You should not say that.
But you don't have to. Since it's something that everyone knows the value, she should know its value, and then...
Why can't you think caution, whatever?
Yeah, you could.
But it's stone, it's stone.
Right.
It's a zirconim, it's still worth more than a pruta.
Right, so if you want to start getting complicated, and you want to say b'chol shehu, and you want to...
Perhaps.
Right.
We don't say anything, right?
Well, we just say Arat Mekesh. We don't say B'chol Shu. So we just want to keep it simple, so therefore the minhag is not. But yeah, if you want to get fancy and show your Talmud Chacham, I mean, I wouldn't advise this, but yeah, there may be ways to actually make the Kedusha. But now that we keep it simple, for the engagement, we give the fancy thing. And for the Kedusha, there's also other Kabbalistic reasons, and, you know, maybe you want... Well, if you're being Mekadosh her and she thinks it's worth $1,000 and it's only worth $100 and she thinks that it's only worth $100, so then she only agreed to Kedushin for this $1,000 band, and you only gave her a $100 band. If she's off, right? So we think if it's a staple and something simple that everyone knows, then we're okay. But if it's something like a silk bag that you might not know the Shuma, so therefore, yeah, we want to make sure that everything is clear and that the condition should be chal.
Which Taisho says that?
It's Taisho's. It's on Daf Tes Amid Aleph Dibur Maskel VeHilchosa. If you want to take a look. All the way at the end of the Sugya on Tes Amid Aleph, there's a Taisho that says Hilchosa Shirei Leitzarech Shuma, that we paskin like Rabbah, that it doesn't need a Shuma, and that Taisho says that even though we paskin like Rabbah, but when it comes to diamonds, he agrees. So I just figured, you know, to get everyone into it, just at the beginning already, I'm pointing out that this is a very relevant machloikis, if you need a shuma or not, because b'derech kol we're not makadish with a $50 bill. That's very uncommon. If you want to do it, you could do it, but your kol might think you're, you know, so nowadays that we do it, I just wanted to point out that if someone would want to do it with a diamond ring, you would get into real halachic issues.
You possibly like Robinson?
The Tosfos on Tes Amid Aleph is passing Hilchosa Shirei Leitzarech Shuma, but we have another while to go till we work it all out. There's a machlekes, even what is the machlekes, we're about to see Ikad Amri, so I'm going to wait for the halacha. But and can the Eidim speak out that it's worth at least a pruta, and that's like you're saying Kaldu. Okay. And as long as you say kaldahu, then that would avoid issues.
Right, she knows that it's worth several food, but that's not.
And then, yeah. So
you didn't actually say that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the
same?
You think it's worth several food, though? You think it's worth several food? Yeah.
I mean, I don't actually know, but I mean, I imagine it's worth a lot more than 50. It's probably worth, I don't know, what, 50, 100? I don't know. It's around $100. I don't know. It's probably changed since we got married. So.
They don't scan the ring to see what it's stamped when they get cold.
Around 150.
Oh, around 150. Okay. So we got it.
He's been married to Rob's kid 2 weeks now.
What?
Okay,
who knows? Okay, fine. Ducting more right there. Anyways, so come on, we have a machloket between Rabbah and Rav Yosef if Shiroi needs Shuma. And I was just, you know, just throwing out there an interesting taste that says this Gemara is the Makar, why we're not Makadish with fancy diamond rings. Ika da Amri, b'chol duhu nami pligi. This machloket, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, is not only in the case You said 50 and it's worth 50, but Rav Yosef disagrees that even if you say you should know that this ring is worth a pruta, still Rav Yosef says it's not chal. Why? Rav Yosef Omar shava kesef harehu kekesef. He says, what's the whole entire makar that shava kesef? Right over here, you're not giving her a $50 bill. You rather you're giving her a ring, or you're giving her shiro, you're giving her a silk baguette. So what's the makar on that shava kesef works? The whole entire makar is from kin kesef. Ma kesef dekai. So shava kesef has to be exactly like kesef. Ma kesef dekai. If you give a $50 bill, everyone knows a $50 bill is worth $50. If you give a $20 bill, everyone knows it's worth $20. Af shava kesef nami dekai. So it is, you have to know exactly how much it's worth, and therefore, even if you speak out, you should know that this diamond ring is worth at least a pruta, Dr. Rav Yosef, it will not work. Zucht Rashi, Shava Kesef Ke Kesef, Gabi Kedushin Kesef Ksev. By Kedushin, you write Kesef. V'shava Kesef Israboy Ke Kesef, and Shava Kesef is Nisrabika Kesef. How do you know? The next Gemara is about to say, because I'm reading the Kaman, Yashiv L'Rabba Shava Kesef. That's Rabbi means it's included, that it also works. I mean, not only does Kesef work, but the Torah said that you could be Mekadesh a lady with Kesef, but we have a drasha of Yashiv L'Rabba Shava Kesef Kekesef. Hilkach ki kesef b'inan dekayet. But since the whole entire limit is that shava kesef works just like kesef does, then therefore that shava kesef works is only true if it's exactly like kesef. That just like kesef is known exactly how much its value is, so too over here the shava kesef has to be known how much its value is. So according to Rav Yosef, if you don't know how much the band is worth, so then the Eidim will have to tell her it's worth whatever it was, 120, 150. The man, he doesn't have to know how much the band is worth, but according to Rav Yosef, again, I'm not saying this is halacha meisa, but according to Rav Yosef, the lady has to know how much the band is worth, and therefore you would have to have a professional evaluator before the Kedushin to go out and say the Shiroi is worth X amount, or the Chasana ring is worth X amount. Amr of Yosef, Mina Minala. Where did I get this halacha from? Where did I get this halacha that you need a shuma before the kedushin if you want to do shava kesef? The Tanya, we learned in a brisa. This brisa is not talking about kedushin. It's talking about an eved ivri. It's talking about the redemption of an eved ivri. And it said how do you redeem an eved ivri? So let's say you bought an eved ivri for 6 years, and you paid $6 for 6 years, and now after 3 years he wants to redeem himself. So you prorate it based on the kesef miknase, based on the original buying price. Yeah.
Is this Minami, going both on the Kedamri and on both parts?
So excellent question. We're gonna see afterward. The Rishenim are gonna discuss is Rav Yosef bring the right to both the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra, or only one of them. If you want, the third Tosfos on the page is and there's a long marsha on it, but we're not up to there yet.
We're going back.
Yeah, he's definitely going back. Again, Rav Yosef clearly brought a makar, but not so clear. Is this a right to the Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra? Is it going to be a right to both? So hang on and let's figure it out. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Mikesef Miknase. It says by an Eved Evri that if you want to redeem him, then the way that you redeem him is, let's say he worked already for 3 years, and the original purchase price was $6 for 6 years. So then, okay, he already did $3 worth of work, so you prorate it, and the redemption would be $3. And if he did 4 years of work, then it would be $2. So we make a drasha. Mikesef Miknase, that the way to be koinen Eved Ivri is only with Kesef. Bekesef hu nikna, that he becomes an Eved Ayide Kesef, ve'enei nikna b'tfuah v'kelim. So we don't mean that the only way is Kesef. He could become with Kesef, he could become with a shtar, but, But we have a drush here, but kesef hu nikne ve'enei nikne b'tvua v'kelem. You could only be kind and evid every with money, but you can't be kind of him with shava kesef. What's an example of shava kesef? Tvua, you want to go ahead and be kind of him with wheat, or v'kelem, or you want to be kind of him with a kli. So in all these things, you cannot be kind and evid every. So Dr. Gemara, why can't you be kind and evid ivri with shava kesef? Don't we believe in shava kesef kekesef? What's this case of tvo v'kelem? If you mean there's no way to be kind and evid ivri with tvo or kelem as shava kesef, check the Gemara, that's not true. Yashiv gula se'am rachmana, right before, in the same pasuk, it says an extra word of yashiv, and we learn that from the extra word yashiv, the rabbi shava kesef kekesef, to tell you that even if it's shava kesef, for example, metalthalin like tfuah or kelim, that it is like kesef, and since shava kesef is like kesef, then it's a mefurish drasha that the kinyan kesef, that both the kinyan kesef and the pigeon of an evet ivri could be with both kesef and shava kesef. Comes to teach you that the pigeon of an Eved Ivri, that the redemption of him could be with Shava Kasef, and we assume that just like you could, and Rashi is going to explain to us, that just like you could redeem him with Shava Kasef, well then you could buy him with Shava Kasef. So the Rabbi Shava Kasef Kekasef. So V'i the Lesbu Shava Pruta, and if you want to tell me that the Tfua or the Kalim are not worth a pruta, and then the chiddush of the drush is to tell you that you don't say shava kesef kekesef is less than a pruta, my area tvua of a kalim. Then why are you telling me tvua is not good if it's not a shava pruta, or a kalim are not good if it's not a shava pruta? A few kesef nami, even if you would go ahead and try to buy an eved with kesef of less than a shava pruta, it won't work. So like, why are you telling me tefuah doesn't work if it's not a shava pruta? Nothing works if it's less than a shava pruta. Elav the isbu shava pruta. So what's the miyad? It must be that the miyad of tefuah of a kelim is that tefuah and kelim is not is worth a shava pruta. So then why did not chal the kivan delay kaitzi lay? And we're saying it, if you have two of a kim, which is not kayet, that's not good. So Dr. of Yosef, M. King. Yeah, since you don't know how much it's worth, so then therefore it doesn't create a smichas das, and just like a lady can't do kedushin. Since she doesn't know how much it's worth, then fixed. It doesn't have a fixed value, a set value. So, I mean, Tvu and Kim do have a fixed value, but you may not know its set value. And since you don't know its set value, so therefore, you, like we said before, a lady won't be Semech Das, she won't have Gmir Das. So too, over here, you won't have Smichas Das. So therefore, Dr. Rav Yosef, I have a raya that just like when it comes to Eved Ivri, the halacha is that the kinyan of an Eved Ivri doesn't work if it's not kayet, who adin by an isha, or by all kinyanim, if you don't have smichas das, the main point of every kinyan is to have gemiras das, and if you don't know, you know, if you agree to sell the Eved Ivri for $50, and it gives you tvua or kim, and you don't know, maybe it's only worth $30, you're not going to have gemiras das, and so too an isha won't have gemiras das, if she doesn't know how much it's worth, and therefore you need a shuma. This pasuk is referring to an eved ivri that's being that's coming to redeem himself. Meaning, if a yid owns an eved ivri. Another yid buys an eved ivri, and he wants to redeem himself. So we think, how do you redeem himself? For what price? Maybe the owner will say, I'm only going to let you redeem yourself for $3 million. We say that no, that the price of the redemption is exactly prorated. We don't deal with inflation, and we don't deal with anything else. And you can't just raise the price. The price of redemption is. Let's say you bought him for 6 years for $6, and now he works for 2 years, so then you just minus the $2, so, and you just have 4 years left, and so that's only worth $4. so then the redemption price is $4. That's the point of the pasuk. But maybe Rashi will explain a little quick. Yeah, is that clear? Or
I just want to know, just sort of what the beta is to have money, not show. But what rationale?
No.
What?
It's not kai.
Who's benefit? For the Baal's benefit?
No, but because all kinyanim, the way kinyanim work is that I have Gemara's das and I want to buy it from you. I want to sell it to you. I want to do the kedushin, or if I don't want to do the kedushin, and therefore if I only agree to kedushin for $50 and you gave me something and I have no clue how much it's worth, so then I don't have Gemara's das. So then therefore I can't do any kinyanim. According to we're being with them, right? We're not saying kedushin is like Eved Ivri. We're saying all kinyanim require Gemara's das. That's the main point of a kinyan. The action that we do of kesef or hagba or meshicha is all to create a gemiras das that I want to sell for this price. Dr. Ashi.
We know that it's prorated, not because of the word yoshi, but also.
Right. The pasuk says im oid, the whole pasuk is im oid rabbis b'shanim. If you still have a few years left of an eved evi lefihen, lefihen meaning prorated correspondingly yashiv gulosim mikasef miknasay.
So that word is not necessarily
the word yashiv. It could have just so Rashi is about to explain why the word is extra. Dr. Rashi mikasef miknasay the eved evi ksev. Yoshev Gulasai, Yoshev Krayaseru, Yoshev in this Pasuk, that the Pasuk says him, Oid Rabbis Bishanim, Lathian, Yoshev Gulasai, Mikas Miknasai, the word Yoshev is extra. Why? The Matsi Lamechtav, Lathian Gulasai, you could have just said Lathian. Yoshev means will be returned. You should return that amount. Right, so you're saying just say prorated. Why do you have to say you will return it prorated? Just say Lathian. So the Matsi Lamechtav, Lathian, Gulasi. You could have said, Lefihem, correspondingly, Gulasi, you're going to redeem him for the exact same price.
In the Pasuk?
The word in the Pasuk, if you have a fancy Gemara, they bring down the Pasuk on the side. It's V'yikr Chafhei Pasuk in the Nalef, Em Oid Rabbis B'shanim, Lefihem. Then it adds the word Yoshev, Gulasa Mikasa Miknasa. Doesn't he have to return? Obviously, if you're prorating it, you're obviously returning it. So what's the reason why it said Lefian Yoshev? Yoshev is an extra word. The Rabbi Shava Kesef Le'inim Pidyon. We're trying to tell you that even Shava Kesef does work for Pidyon. And the Kivan, the Mifik Bey, Knuyinami Mikni Bey. And since we're comparing the redemption with the Kinyan, so since we have a drush of Shava Kesef by Pidyon, don't say it's only by the Pidyon works with Shava Kesef, the Kinyan doesn't work. We say just like the redemption works with Shava Kesef, who then the Kinyan works. The Ksiv Gulasai Mikesef Miknasai. No, we're saying Yashav is being Marva, even Shava Kesef. That the redemption says even with Shava Kesef. And since we compare the redemption to the Kenyan Gulasai to the Miknasai, so therefore we say that both of them work. And then Frechter of Yosef. So if we know Yashiv is to be Marba, you could redeem and you could be kind of Eved Ivri Shava Kesef. Then why do we have a Joshua Mikesef that only Mikesef Miknasai, but not Tvua of the Kalim? It should work. She says it must be it's Tfuah and Kalim don't work. Kivan de Loikayetz Loi. It must be the reason why Tfuah and Kalim don't work is because it's Loikayetz. Ah, says Dr. Rav Yosef, Imkain, we see obviously that you need Kayetz. Dr. Ashi, Vikivan de Loikayetz Loi, Vahachika Amar, the Enei Nichna B'Tfuah and Kalim, Elam Kain, Katzitz de Mayim. That you can't be kaina the Eved Ivri unless you have a ksitza. Dr. Yosef, why over there, why by Eved Ivri do you need a ksitza? It must be to have Shmichas Das. Okay, so too by Kedushin, you need Shmichas Das. So that is Rav Yosef's Raya. So as Rabbi Kleiman pointed out before, so what is this a Raya to? So the Ravid says, this is going to be a raya to both Lashonis, that we see clearly you need a Ksitsa, so, and it doesn't say why you need a Ksitsa, so either if you go with the first Lashon, because it's Michas Das, or if you go with the second Lashon, that we say, Shava Kesef Ke Kesef, Ma Kesef Te Kayetz, Af Shava Kesef Nami Te Kayetz, you have a raya to both Lashonis. However, the Talmud Rashba and the Shita all say that it's only a raya according to the second lashon. That since over here the pasuk is making a drush of shava kasef kakasef, so therefore they say that only according to the second lashon do we have a raya. You can't bring a raya from Eved Ivri to Kedushin. You could only bring a raya according to the second lashon that shava kasef kakasef has to be exactly like kasef. That it's kayets, but in the next raya, where the Tosis is going to discuss a little bit more, once again, if Rav Yosef is bringing a raya to both Lashonis.
You say Michael
Das, not something. Again, the Gemara just said a Lashon of Kivin Delay Kayets Sidlay. So then I said that what's the reason why it's like kayets? According to the first Lashon, it's because of Smichas Das. According to the second Lashon, it's because of Shava Kesef Kekesef. So the rabbi is learning that it's a raya both to Smichas Das and then that Shava Kesef could be Kesef if it's not Kayetz. However, I was pointing out the other Rishayim holds it doesn't have to do with Smichas Das. Rather, what it has to do with is that Shava Kesef has to be Kekesef of Kayetz. That Shava Kesef is only like Kesef when it's exactly like Kesef, and just like a $50 bill is obviously Kayetz, it's very clear that it's worth $50. A $20 bill is very clear it's worth $20. So too, you have to make it clear that Tvua, the Kalim, is worth $50 or $20. How you make it clear is by you get a professional evaluation who say it's worth $50, and therefore, or to Adam Teller, you should know that we spoke to a professional evaluator, so that would also make it very clear. You know, she doesn't have to speak to the Shammai. But Agamar is someone Evid Ivri.
Now, before we had Evid Nani, that yes, he doesn't have to actually accept the money. You do it for him, he doesn't actually taking it.
So that halacha is a whole different halacha. Yeah, that has nothing to do with Rav Yosef. The idach, okay, so that's Rav Yosef's raya. So what's Rabbah's answer to the raya? The idach, pshan Rabbah, is hachika amar. B'turis kesef hu nifna, that we're making a drasha. Mikesef miknasai b'turis kasef u'nechna. You could only do a type of kinyan kasef. Now kinyan kasef could be done with kasef or shava kasef. Ve'ei nechna b'turis tvua v'keim. But you can't do a kinyan with the turis tvua v'keim. What's the turis tvua v'keim? My ninu chalipin. It means that you could only be kinyan an eved ivri with kinyan kasef, but not with the kinyan that's done with kalim. What's the kinyan that's done with kalim? That's the kinyan chalif, and we're saying a drasha in the Torah, halacha l'maisa, that an eved ivri is only allowed to be nicknamed with kesef or shtar, but kesef includes shava kesef, but he can't be nicknamed with a Torah tool of a kalim, which is chalif. And therefore, Rabbi disagrees and says, however, tool of a kalim, even though it's not kayet, that it could be chal, and that's why Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yosef. He holds that it never has to be kayetz, and as long as it's worth 50, and let's say you agree to sell the Eved Ivri for our case of $6, and then you give them an amount of tool which is worth $6, even though the seller doesn't know it's worth $6, as long as in truth it is worth $6, and you can prove that later if you want by bringing it to Shammai, it will work.
You can be quite as if it's worth.
According to Rabbah, you could be Paida, and according to Rav Yosef, it would only work if Tvua V'keim is Kayetz, but if it's not Kayetz and you didn't do a Shema beforehand, then it won't work.
No.
According to Rabbi, this has nothing to do with Kedushin. According to Rav Yosef, it's a klal. Whenever you say Shava Kesef Kekesef, we always have to say Shava Kesef.
Yeah,
Right. Oh, yeah. Chalipin is true both by Kedushin and Avidivi, but that's a separate issue. Dr. Ashi.
So if they actually know what the tool is worth, they have a bag of tool and a big sign to put today's value, so and so, or their mumchas and put the Avidivi and the Baal. They do it then?
So if let's say both me and you are dealers in Tefuah, and both of us are very big experts in the press, then it's okay. We're just saying it's for a lady who's loy bikiya b'shuma, or even if you have a lady that is bikiya b'shuma, let's say she works in jewelry, so she knows exactly how much the jewelry, or so then it won't be a problem. It's only a problem if someone doesn't have Gemir's Das, because they're not confident. Dr. Ashi, B'Turis Kasef, B'Turis Damim Hu Nikna. In the lumdus of Kasef, of money, it's Nikna. And it doesn't make a difference in the lumdus of Kasef. Bein Shnois in the love Kasef. Doesn't make a difference if you do the Kedushin with Kasef. Bein Shava Kasef. Or if you use even Shava Kasef. B'Turis Damim Akna. Since you're in the parasha of the king and Kasef at work, however, if you're in a different category, the category of Chalipin, and you want to be kind and evidently with Chalipin, that will not work. It's very, so why are we talking about Tefuah V'Kelem if you're talking about Chalipin? Because it's the normal way that you do Chalipin is, lots of people have Tefuah, lots of people have Kelem lying around, and that's the way that people do Chalipin with Tefuah V'Kelem. How do you know that? Kelem Shenemar, it says in Rosh, Shlaf ish nalei, so your shoe is a kli, and they did chalipin with the shoe. With fuanami, it's normal to do chalipin with the ksiv kol davar. You can do it with anything, not just with the shoe. Rather, you could do it with kol davar. You could do it with anything. In fact, the Gemara, is that true? That you could do chalipin with anything, both with the kli and with tfua? Or Rav Nachman, the Amar Peris Loy Avdi Chalipin. What about according to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says that you're not able to do Chalipin only with the Kli and not with Peris. So since Tefuah grows in the ground, it's considered Peris. It's not a Kli. Loy Avdi Chalipin. Mayakom Meimar. You can't say when we said Peris Tefuah V'Kelem, Peris Tefuah V'Kelem is referring to Chalipin because Tefuah cannot make a Chalipin. So according to Rabbi, if he holds like Rav Nachman, how's he going to dash in the pasuk? Dr. Rashi, Urav Nachman the Amar b'Perek Hazav, Piri loy avdi chalipin. Rav Nachman says that Piris can't do chalipin. Why? For example, im nosen tefuah b'teres chalipin. If I would go ahead and give my tefuah teres chalipin, k'moy sudur luknus bam, and I want to use my tefuah like a handkerchief, sudur ashim dover b'chalipin loykanu, it won't work. V'hai kol dover, it said in the first one of the pasuk that you could do either your shoe or kol dover. So he said v'hai kol dover m'fire shalit that kol niknu b'mino. You meant kol dover. Not you could do chalipin with kol davar, rather hakol nikna b'minol. Anything can be nikna with the chalipin of a minol.
Minol,
shoe? Yeah, with a minol, with a shoe. In the previous Rashi, we saw that we made a drush of shlaf ish nalei, kol davar. You could do chalipin with shlaf ish nalei and kol davar. So the question is, does it mean you could either use a nal or you could use kol davar, even pairs? Or do you say the opposite? Kol davar, anything, could be nikna b'chalipin.
Kol davar, anything, in
Paris
too.
Right, you can be kind of Paris with chalipin, but not that you can do the chalipin with it. I mean, the question is it going on the thing that you're buying, the kol davar that you're buying with chalipin, or the going that you could do the chalipin with anything? So hashalekal amemar teres tefuah v'kelim hainu chalipin. So now you can say the teres of tefuah is chalipin because tefuah cannot do chalipin. It can be bought with chalipin, but it cannot do the chalipin. So mayakal amemar. So now what's Rabbi going to do? He can't say lemute tefuah v'kelim means lemute tefuah v'kelim, which is like kayet, because he doesn't care if the tefuah v'kelim is kayet. So what's he going to do with the drasha of lemute tefuah v'kelim? Emphat the Gemara. El Olam, the less Mushava Pruta. It's coming to be Mamait that Tfua and Kalim do not work to buy an Eved Ivri if they're not worth a Shava Pruta. So we had a question before, or the Ka'amrit, and this that you asked before, my area, Tfua V'Kalim, why does the Torah have to tell you that Tfua V'Kalim doesn't work if it doesn't have a Shava Pruta? I feel Kesef Nami. Even Kesef doesn't work if it doesn't have Shava Pruta. So why is the Pasuk telling you a special Josh that Tfua V'Kalim doesn't work if it doesn't have Shava Pruta? Even Kesef doesn't work if it doesn't have Shava Pruta. And for the Gemara, Loimi Bayaka Amar, but we're telling you a bigger chiddush. Loimi Bayaka Kesef, I don't have to tell you Kesef, the Isbe Shava Pruta in, only works if Kesef only works if it has a Shava Pruta. Eloi, but if Kesef does not have a Shava Pruta, Loi, certainly you can't be kind of Nevet Ivri. That we always know. That Kesef, if it's not Shava Pruta, it can't be kind of anything. And Hua Din, it can't be kind of Nevet Ivri. Aval Tfuah V'Kelim, however, Tfuah and Kelim, Ema Midim Karva Hanasayu, since it makes you get more Hana, it's not like I have the money and now I have to go to the store and buy it. Let's say right now I'm famished, right? I came home after a full day of work, I'm mamish very weak. And then if I have this Tfuah, I have this pre, I could just go ahead and eat it. So therefore, its Hana is very close to me. So therefore, maybe Gomer Makni Nafshis. Then therefore, for this apple, even though it's only worth a half a pruta, maybe I'm willing to go ahead and I could make a kinyan. I could be kind in Eved Ivri. Kamash Malon, then no. That at the end of the day, you cannot be kind in Eved Ivri even with Tfuah V'Kalim, even though it's Makar V'Hanasayu, still it doesn't work because since Shava Kesef is only Kekesef, we only say Shava Kesef Kekesef, even if it's not very close, we say that it only works if it's the Shava Pruta. So therefore, that's the drasha of Kesef in and Tfuah V'Kalim Loi.
Is there points that's smaller than the
Is there
coins or
a penny's not worth a pruta?
So why is the pruta different? Because if they minted coins or less than a pruta, they must have had some kind of chashiv.
I mean, what you want to know is why they keep on minting. I mean, you have to speak to the mint. Well, you know, why exactly they would do it, or. But, I mean, we're saying the minimum amount of money, which has the chashivas, and we find this, kula is always a pruta, which is a certain amount of silver. A pruta, we don't consider it money unless, so regardless, maybe in some places they did mint less than a pruta, some places not. I happen to be mentioning in America, most places will tell you that a penny is not a pruta, so obviously they do it. I think that there actually is a debate in America. I don't know. You'll have to speak to the experts if we should get rid of the penny. Okay. So maybe some say, hey, if it's not chashiv, why should you mint it? There probably were times in history that they didn't mint less than pruta, and sometimes that they did. But that's not a halacha discussion. Okay. Right. If you make it lower than that share of silver, then it's not considered chashiv. Dr. Ashi, Ela Oilam, the Ena Nikna Betuah V'Kalim Dekama, but the Lash Bushava Pruta. Rabbah is darshaning that when it says in the pasuk the drasha that you're not Nikna Betuah V'Kalim, it doesn't mean it won't be Chal Tuah V'Kalim. Tuah V'Kalim work Shava Kesef Kekesef, but only if it's like Kesef that it has the Pruta. It's a fact the Gemara that's obvious. Dr. Gemara, it's a chiddush. Because Tfuah V'Kalim is Makar V'Hanasayu, Mizumanim Lihanas Mehem. It's not like money you can't get Hanah from. No matter how much money you have, you don't have Hanah, because you could use that money to buy something else. But if the store is closed, no matter how much money you have, you're not going to be able to get Hanah with it. So that's what Rabbi makes the drasha for, and that's why Rabbi disagrees with Rav Yosef, that it's not a raya. Zot Rav Yosef, a second raya, and again we're gonna have to keep our eyes open. Is this a raya to both lashonis or only to the first lashon? So just to answer your question before we start the next lashon, take a look at Tosfos, the third Tosfos, just a short one-liner. That's the second raya. The Lishna Kamel Maisi Raya. So Tosfos already tells us that this Raya is only going to be according to the Lishna Kamel of Smichas Das, and it's not going to be according to the second Lashon. I'm not going to get into it right now. We're going to first see the Raya, but there's a long Marsha explaining this Tosfos, why it's only a Raya according to Lishna Kamel and not according to Lishna Basra. Right. Very good. Right. So he brings down both gears. So first we'll see the ray, and then what? Okay, so let's just start the ray. I don't know if we'll have time to finish it. Rav Yosef, mina aminala. Rav Yosef tried to, since Rabbah argued with the first ray, even though Rav Yosef felt it was a good ray, so he tried to bring a second ray. Rav Yosef, mina aminala, the Tanya. We learned in the Braisa, eagle zele pigeon beni. I would like, the halacha is that you have a firstborn, you have to do a pigeon aben with 5 selah. So now this guy doesn't have 5 silver dollars. He wants to give the kohen an eagle, shava kasef, which is worth 5 selah. So he says, eagle zela pigeon beni. I'm going to use this young calf as a pigeon aben. Or talis zela pigeon beni. Or he gives his talis, he gives his jacket to the kohen. I talk to know someone. He did a pigeon aben already for his son, but he didn't use like a Rappaport, someone that had like a special yichus. So he bumped into a Rappaport, a kohen that had like a special yichus going all the way back. So he wanted to do a pigeon aben, but he didn't have 5 silver dollars on him. So he took off his jacket, his fancy suit jacket, and he says, and he offered it to the Rappaport to do the pigeon aben. But anyway, so if this guy says talazel a pigeon bini, I would like to use my talis as a pigeon aben. Loy amar kum, it does not work. Okay, so you have to know why. Maybe at the end of the gemara you can know why the person did do it. But this gemara says that if you would use your talis, it does not work. Eagle zel b'chamish slam a pigeon bini. What about if I say this eagle is worth 5 selah, and I would like to use this eagle, which is worth 5 selah, for the pigeon aben, or talazu b'cham eslam l'pigeon b'ni, or I say this talis is worth 5 selah, I would like to use it for the pigeon aben, then b'noi padli, then the pigeon aben does work. So that's going to be the upcoming discussion. Right. But at this stage, we're saying that this talus is it works. If you say this talus for 5 selah, it works. So like the Gemara, high pigeon hechidami. What's this case? Ilema deloishavi. Am I saying this talus is worth 5 selah, and in truth, it's not worth 5 selah? Kol kamini. Why should we trust him? That doesn't work. You tell the kohen this talis is worth 5 selah. The kohen says, okay, I'm doing the pigeon aben. And then afterwards he goes to the expert and he says it's only worth 3. Why should we trust him? It doesn't work. You can't do, you need 5 selah in here. You only gave 3 selah. Just because you said it's worth 5 selah, why should that work? Elalav, afagav the shavi. Elamai, the case is that I say that this talis is worth 5 selah, and it is worth 5 selah. And then, kivan delay kaitzi, loy. And then, why in the ratio does it not work? That even though it is worth 5, and since he didn't have smichas das that's worth 5, loy, that's why it doesn't work. Let's take a look at Rashi. The pigeon banai, l'chamei sla'im shall pigeon ha-bachar. The person wants to use the eagle or the talus as the 5 selah of the pigeon aben. Iksiv, as it says in the pasuk, upiduyav, that you redeem him ben chodesh tefta, from 1 month you have to be paid to him, be'erkecha, kesef chamesh shekalim, that the value should be with 5 shekel. To loy amar klum, afilu nasan l'kayin. Even if you gave the talus or the eagle to the pinyon aben, it does not work. But if you said b'chamei shalom, then it does work. So fact the Gemara, if it's only worth 3, kol kamine ki amar b'chamei shalom b'tmiya. If you say it's worth 5 and it's only worth 3, why would it work? Elamai deshavi b'afil hachik tani resha loy amar klum. Since the Kohen doesn't know it's worth 5, even though it is worth 5, so Rashi is saying that the Reisha said Lo Amar Klum, since it's not Kayetz. So therefore, Zakt Rav Yosef, we have a Raya that in a case that's Loi Kayetz, it doesn't work for Pidyon HaBen, and just like Loi Kayetz doesn't work for Pidyon HaBen, So too it will not work for Kedushin.
Loka.
Even though it's Loka, it won't work. So tomorrow we're going to have to be more Marech on this Raya.
That only works according to the Taisus.
And Taisus speaking out of this Raya is only according to the Lishna Kama, not according to the Lishna Bet.
Right.
Yeah.
Not by the
show.
I think we're
turning almost
the hostages
to help by a pigeon.
Sorry, what am I supposed to
press here? Star 9.
Star 9.
Yeah,